Amazon gives high-end salons a haircut. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Some relationships are extra special, like the one you have with your hairdresser. For me, John Ryan is the person who knows all my hopes and fears, my relationship status, my work stories, and my natural hair color.
And it looks kind of fabulous today.
John and his wife Melissa own Festoon, a high-end hair salon in Berkeley, California. It's one of those places that sells a lot of fancy shampoo and styling products. And I learned recently that those product sales are a big part of a salon's business, or were before Amazon, whose impact on retail is well known, but is now reaching into businesses you wouldn't always expect.
Pre-Amazon, we did probably $1 million in retail sales, and we would keep, say, 35-40% of that.
John told me that annual product sales are now a third of what they once were because customers don't buy in the salon anymore.
They're straight up taking pictures of the product after we recommend what they should use to their hair. And then they will choose to go and buy something along. They might actually think it's cheaper. It might not be. And they've actually even tried to return products to our salon that they bought on Amazon.
Now, companies used to sell their hair care products only in salons, but e-commerce caught up to them too. Kelsey Oliver is an analyst at the market research company Ibis World. She said the company Orbay found its luxury styling products being sold online without permission and sometimes even counterfeited.
So rather than allowing that to happen, they decided to partner with Amazon, and their online sales now account for 35% of their company's revenue.
Oliver said product sales account for about 7% of total revenue for salons, and it's a way bigger chunk for high-end places. And salons have relied on their relationship with customers to sell merchandise, like Victoria Jones. She's been going to Festoon Salon for 5 years now, and she always buys her shampoo and conditioner there. I asked her if it's because John is such a good salesman.
It's probably trust rather than pressure, because I don't, you know, my money's my money. I'm going to spend it where I want. But I do like the salon. I do like the atmosphere. So that makes me think that the product's going to give me that same atmosphere, right?
But the shift to online is inevitable, say our analysts. We just shop differently now. We want a lot of online reviews instead of one recommendation from one stylist. And even the trust part of the equation is changing. This video on hairstyles from the 20-something Zoella has more than 12 million views. She is an influencer.
Then, going with a bit of hairspray, I'm using Tony and Guy again. I like Tony and Guy. It's good stuff. Spray a bit so you don't get any flyaways. And
that just sold a lot of Tony and Guy spray. Here's analyst Kelsey Oliver again.
It's becoming apparent that salons and retailers are no longer the sole authority on these hair care products.
Even my stylist, John Ryan, says any salon that depends on product sales for profit is going to have to diversify or change the model completely. What else is looming out there? Is some entrepreneurial salon owner going to say this is also a full-on bar?
And salons have tried that, the full-on bar, and it does work. The challenge is my clients will get drunk at the end of the day, and it's hard to talk to some about cutting their hair when they're a little drunk.
Plus, there's so many scissors around.
Plus, there's a lot of scissors around. No, you know, it's good for a short while, but then bad in the long term for that.
As it happens, it has been a pretty big week in Amazon takes over the world news. 50 cities at least are now competing to land Amazon's second headquarters, a reportedly $5 billion project that could bring up to 50,000 jobs. Washington, D.C. created a custom video featuring the mayor reading the Jeff Bezos-owned Washington Post and talking to her Amazon Echo. The New York Times reports that Tucson's business community tried to mail a 21-foot cactus to Mr. Bezos. Seattle set up a task force. Detroit is pushing hard. Philadelphia may have offered to rewrite its entire tax code. It's basically like bidding for the Olympics at this point, except maybe more crazy. And meanwhile, Amazon is opening two more physical bookstores in Washington, D.C. and Texas. Its film production division, Amazon Studios, announced that it'll take over its own distribution and marketing of movies into theaters, basically becoming a full-fledged movie studio. And not for nothing, Amazon on Wednesday announced a whole bunch of new products, including updated Echo devices, a new Fire TV set-top box, and a strategy for including Amazon's Alexa features in a lot more places, like BMW cars, televisions, refrigerators, all kinds of stuff. It's Alexa and Amazon everywhere. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.